everybody. It's the Undercover Witch, and I am super excited to be back and speaking with y'all. If you are new here, we upload every Monday at 6 a.m., and if you've been here since the beginning and you're an OG, you will know that that is a load of crap, because I am very inconsistent with uploading, which ends this year, and that is kind of why we are back here and we're talking. Because, as we all know, we've all been going through insane amount of stuff this past few years with COVID. And as y'all know, who've been here since the beginning, when I started this podcast in the December of 2018, January of 2019, I kind of already was in that space of, I already lost, unfortunately, a lot of family members. There was a lot going on. I lost a friend who committed suicide. And I was just going through it. And I was trying to rediscover my journey and who I was. And going through, you know, my witchcraft journey. And I kind of wanted to take it along with me, because at the time, I was a closeted witch. And also, by the way, I just want to mention that I am back in the closet. I kind of began this journey with y'all of coming out of the closet, the witch closet, but also coming out of the closet, because I am non-binary and bisexual, and I just decided that I wasn't going to hide from who I was. And I felt like, since I was younger, since I was very young, I've always been trying to keep the peace and make sure that nobody was upset with me. And I just wanted to be normal. And instead of labeling myself, I guess, with anything, I just didn't label myself at all. And I just kind of hid away from labels altogether, which I feel like a lot of people hate labels because it creates a lot of segregation, and it's created for really societal, stupid, patriarchal, white supremacist reasons. However, when you're denying who you are and you don't even want to accept those parts of yourself, I think it's a little bit different. It's different being able to describe yourself as who you are, versus just being part of this subgroup or part of this label. And it took me a while to get there, so I'm glad that I can say all of those things and not just leave it ambiguous or hide away from it. I'm proud of who I am, and it's weird because I've always knew, but I never contemplated, ever thought about it when I was younger, because I just didn't want to think about it. So it's kind of crazy that all that fear was there, even though I didn't consciously worry over it. I worried over other things, or I had like depression and worries that just existed with me all the time, and I didn't know why. And so it feels a lot better, for sure. So anybody that is in a situation where you feel stuck, you can't be true to yourself religiously, you can't be true to yourself with your sexuality, with your identity, I am so sorry. I feel you, and I really, really, really hope that you're able to at least listen to this podcast safely, and you get the resources that you need, or find the resources that you need and the support you need, and that you make it out of whatever you're in. I think that's one of the other big reasons. That is one of the other big reasons that I started this podcast, was because I wanted to be there for people who were in the same situation that I was, which was, you know, you can't practice out in the open. You can't talk about being a witch. You can't, you know, leave stuff, witchy stuff in your apartment in case somebody else sees it. You can't leave stuff in your room, leave stuff anywhere where you can just be outed, whether, or, you know, be seen with certain people or certain relationships, etc. So when making this podcast, I was really focused on that witchcraft aspect of it and thinking, well, I at least know how to practice witchcraft safely in a way that is effective towards your practice and to your direction and understanding where you need to go and what you need to do next and making sure that your practices are there while also keeping you safe and making sure that it's not necessarily in your face, like how you look on Pinterest and people have whole sections of their house absolutely dedicated to bookshelves and bookshelves of herbs and just not everybody gets to be out. Not everybody gets to decorate their space. Not everybody gets to even own the things that they want. So yeah, that is my little spill on that, but I'm super excited to be back. I'm super excited to be talking with y'all. If y'all are on Podbean listening to this, y'all can now listen to wherever y'all get y'all's podcasts, except for Spotify. I am working on that one still. Give me a minute, but it should be up by next month. I am also uploading these podcasts to YouTube as well. So you're going to see them there and you're going to see me talking. I am super excited to announce this month that we are going to be continuing our psychic series, the one that we started several years ago with Christian. And hopefully, maybe one day we'll get Christian back on. But the psychic series, if you don't remember, was intended for me to interview with multiple psychics, get their take on things, on information that's, how do you connect with your clients? What do you have to tell people who are clients? How do clients, you know, what kind of questions should they ask? How can a psychic help them? That sort of thing. And if you're a psychic, what information can they help you with for starting your business or connecting with your clients or whatever, or with your journey, etc., etc.? So I'm continuing that with at the end of the month. I believe it is going to be January. Let's see. January 23rd. So it's going to be January 23rd, and we're going to have Moon over Pisces here, and she's a healer. She takes clients online, so I'll post all of her information. She has a YouTube channel, and she really focuses on energies and spiritual development, symptoms of spiritual development, and that sort of thing there. So I'm really excited to get her on. Because last time we did have Christian, and for me, Christian is like the psychic, which is pretty awesome because it takes a lot to be able to read another psychic and for them to be humble enough to take it, because most of the time they're like, yeah, no, he can definitely pull it off. And if you're on the podcast and you're listening, I just did it again. I don't know how to describe the stance, but basically that, you know, acting like they're too uptight or too proud to accept anything that you say. People will straight up do that. This happens to me all the time where I'm doing a reading for somebody or I do readings for somebody and they deny that my claims or my predictions or whatever are accurate. So fast forward, what I say happens exactly to a T. And I'll be like, isn't that what I said would happen? They'd be like, oh, I don't remember that. I'm like, excuse me, you don't remember? You don't remember me telling you that? Wow. Or they just straight up deny it. They don't even give me any acknowledgement at all. And they're just like, that's not the same thing. And I'm just like, what do you mean? That's literally what I said. So we are going to actually be talking about that in our second episode of the month. about specifically, and I know this is, it sounds like a jump because it doesn't sound like it's involved in the same thing. However, I consider it to be very closely related, but high vibration, low vibration, the difference, and why people use light energy and dark energy, and those connections between that. So I'm super excited to talk about that. I'm almost ready to like spill it out all right now, but then I wouldn't have anything to talk about on the next episode. That next episode, like I said, it's gonna be high, low vibrations. And the way that I divide it up or the way that I see things is kind of on a chart. I know people are referring to spectrums for things like autism or neurodivergency and sexuality, identity, all that sort of thing. And I kind of see that in the same way with the high, low vibrational energies and things like that. So we're definitely going to be on YouTube. So if you are a listener, and I just want y'all to know that I am going to be, of course, 100% describing everything that I'm saying, but also I am going to be, if you actually want to see it with your eyes, you can come and pop in on YouTube and it'll just be the Undercover Witch. I also have a website up now. I know it was down for a while. It is back up. So if you go to theundercoverwitch@wordpress.com, theundercoverwitch.wordpress.com? I don't know. It's something like that. I'll link it down below. But if you go there, you're going to have my blog. That's going to be there. So we're going to have more information coming up on there. And of course, more information about the podcast episodes, our schedule for the month, that sort of thing. Just keeping y'all updated. I am also working on getting a newsletter up for y'all. So that way, I can't decide how I want to do it. It might be something that goes on the blog. However, I'm trying to get it set up to where y'all can just sign up with y'all's email address. Actually, the email address sign up is already on there, so you can already put that in. And eventually, I'm going to start sending out newsletters for the month that tells you like the schedule, a little bit about our interview for that month, because we're planning on having interviews every month. And then the very last thing that I want to mention before I let y'all go until next week when we officially start. This is the first episode. I am back. But our official next episode is not going to be until January, whatever next Monday is. January 9th. So next Monday at 6 a.m. I will be uploading again. But the one last thing is the schedule. So the first of the month, it's going to be witchcraft, because I want to, again, stay close to my roots. The second episode of the month is going to be spirituality based. It's going to be more loose. It might be about history. It might be about a certain practice. That's just going to be the one that we just feel how the month's going and throw it in there. The third episode, I specifically did this for the third episode because I felt like we got a cushion. We got our witchcraft stuff that we signed up for with this podcast. We got some spirituality, some other stuff that we're interested. The third podcast of the month is going to be, which is the third Monday of the month, is going to be paranormal, ghost, and spiritual experiences / stories. And I'm so excited. So if you're squeamish, I'm always going to put like ghost stories or something like that in there. And I'm definitely going to put in the title whether it's scary or if it's just like spiritual experiences. Most likely it's just going to be super light stories that aren't, quote, scary. They're just going to be experiences people have had with spirit, meditations, things like that. When we get to like ghost stories and paranormal stories, those might be the ones that if you are scared of that kind of thing, you don't want to hear about it, you can just skip over that episode. Just skip over the episode and boom, you ain't got to worry about it. The last episode of the month is going to be our interviews for the month. And I'm so excited. I already told you about Moon Over Pisces. I have a few other people lined up. But if any of y'all are interested in coming on and appearing as a guest for either the paranormal spiritual experiences or the Right now I'm working on the psychic series, so I have people lined up for that. But if y'all have any ideas for somebody y'all want me to interview on the podcast, please shoot me an email, let me know, or a comment in the comments down below. But you can email me at thewitchundercover@gmail.com. If you have a story or experience to share, you can go to my website and fill out a contact. I have some links there. There's a form that you can fill out. You can send audio. You can just type it out. You can invite yourself onto the podcast if you'd like. And then if you can't fill out the form, you can go ahead and email me at that same email, thewitchundercover@gmail.com. I had to create a new Facebook page because the Facebook page that I had previously went bye-bye. I mean, it's still, I wish it got deleted, because the problem is it is still there. It has likes on it. It's still connected to like my Instagram and like all that kind of stuff, but I can't access it at all. And Facebook, I've been trying to contact them. I've never heard anything back. So I'm stuck without that page. And so I've made a new page, so please go look for me. The old page is going to have pink and blue colors. My new logo has like a little witch with like a black face and like blue eyes. And it's very blue and purple colors. And then it has a pentagram. And also, the letters for the second page are all lowercase. The old page has all uppercase. So just look for the lowercase one. I think it just has the V in front that's capitalized and everything else is lowercase. That is my new page. Please go like it. Please go check it out so that you can get those updates and notifications on your feed. And I think that's it for now, but thank y'all so much for listening. Thank y'all so much for still being around, still being here. And I'm super, super excited to get back to it. All right.